Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
FATA has become a Trojan horse. This is the First Amendment Defense Act. We can no longer support it. We're going to be talking about the original language in this proposed bill and how it was changed by Senator Mike Lee. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, a few years ago, Senator Mike Lee and other members of Congress supported the First Amendment Defense Act. The acronym is FATA, F-A-D-A. That original language we supported. The original purpose of that language was to protect individuals who are being or would be coerced by the federal government against their religious or moral convictions regarding the fact that marriage is the union of one man and one woman, or sexual relations are proper only within a marriage. That's a good piece of language, Matt. But then Senator Mike Lee decided to do what he called neutral language. But frankly, it's anything but neutral. And he amended it and insisted that in order for him to continue supporting this language, it had to be amended. And this amendment really, I think, is a Trojan horse. It will do more harm than good, and we no longer support it.
Yeah, the amendment, he changed it to say that marriage is or should be recognized as a union of two individuals as recognized under federal law. As you have pointed out, Matt, this enshrines the idea that marriage is or should be between two individuals, and that would include of the same sex as contrasted with the union of one man and one woman. And it baffles me that Senator Mike Lee, who is usually so solid on the issue of life and other issues, that he would have now completely capitulated and caved to the fantasy that Obergefell, through judicial fiat, that a bunch of black-robed autocrats pushed through in the Supreme Court with no precedent or law or anything else. So this is Mike Lee basically just giving away the farm without any reason to do so,
yeah.
Right?
It's just interesting how seven words can change the entire act. I mean, this was originally created to protect people from being forced to participate in same-sex ceremonies, correct?
That's right, yeah.
So now let's look at,
this is from a federal level as contrasted to a state level. If you look at all of the major issues that are coming about, the Baker that's currently before the U.S. Supreme Court,
Jack Phillips,
Baronelle Stutzman, mm-hmm. the florists, the photographers, the other people that participate, for example, in weddings and more, not just weddings.
Even pastors with weddings,
yeah. Yeah, those are all at the state level.
Yeah.
So understand the reach of this language, no matter how good it is only going to be limited.
Mm-hmm.
It's only going to be for the federal level. Well, these things with regards to the weddings don't have a federal component to it. What might have a federal component is, say, for example, tax exemption, federal tax exemption. And it could be that there might be some time in history where federal tax exemption would be challenged. So you start off with the proposition that most of these battles start on the state level. This law is only affecting federal. So its impact, no matter how good it is going to be limited because the bigger battles are on the state level, not on the federal level, at least this time. So now you've got more limited benefit, and then you add to it this curveball. And the curveball is the changing of the language that now, for the first time, if passed, would recognize two individuals as contrasted with the union of one man and one woman, meaning this, for the first time, would recognize same-sex marriage. And the way it's written, and we'll go back and read the language, we would be put in a position to say that marriage is or should be the union of two individuals. This, I think, Matt, is clearly a Trojan horse. Senator Mike Lee is a Mormon from Utah. He otherwise sometimes is mostly conservative. He's been a never-Trumper during the entire presidential campaign and after. So he's not as conservative on some of these issues as some people might think he is. Generally is conservative. He certainly supported the original language, but then it's him that forced this change. Now, we've talked to some other organizations that, like us, supported the original language, and some are currently supporting the modified language. Why? Not because it's of any benefit, but because they say, well, Mike Lee says that unless it has this new language in it, he won't support it. So what? Mm-hmm. We don't need this kind of language. We don't need this. It's going to cause more harm than good.
Well, it's worse than that. They're making a deal with the devil here, because if you read the last of the provision, it says one man and one woman or two individuals as recognized under federal law. This is supposedly the definition of marriage. And then it says sexual relations outside marriage are improper. So now it is said that that there is such a thing as so-called gay marriage.
Right.
And it is effectively saying that homosexual behavior between two men or two women, despite what thousands of years of history, every major world religion, the Bible, Scripture, the Old and New Testament alike, say about that type of homosexual immorality. And of course, the idea of same-sex marriage is just absurd when God defined, you know, Jesus defined it in Matthew 19 between a man and a woman. So now they're Senator Mike Lee is putting his blessing effectively on homosexual same-sex behavior, which Scripture unequivocally calls sin.
Yeah, and you know, the original, you go back to why was this needed? Well, first of all, it's a limited impact if it does what it's supposed to do originally, because it's only on the federal level. Why it's needed is because people of faith or moral values that believe in the historic natural union of marriage as a man and a woman have been discriminated against, have been targets. That's why it's needed. We don't see the other side happening. We don't see people who are the homosexual bakers that are being forced. We're not seeing
right.
that. What we are seeing, what the original need was, is for people of faith who believe in marriage as the union of a man and a woman. So why do you expand it out to something that's not even necessary and something that will actually cause harm? The original language said this, and I won't read the whole thing, but basically the federal government can't or shall not take any discriminatory action against anyone because of their belief, what they speak, or what they act in accordance with their sincerely held religious belief or moral conviction that marriage is or should be recognized as the union of one man and one woman, or that sexual relations are properly reserved to such marriage. That was fine. Then Mike Lee amended it to be this, that marriage is or should be recognized as the union of A, one man and one woman, or B, two individuals as recognized under federal law, or the next one would be sexual relations outside marriage are improper. The fact is that what this does now is equate marriage as the union of a man and woman right alongside of same-sex marriage. And what it also puts you in the position is that it should be, if it's not recognized in federal law, it should be recognized in federal law. Here's the language. The plain language says this: marriage is or should be recognized as a union of two individuals as recognized under federal law.
So does this stand as it is now, or was there going to be any dispute about this, or what happens next?
Well, I think we have to have our listeners be aware of this, and I think mm-hmm. you need to contact your senators because this is being led, and your members of the House of Representatives, and express your opinion on it. You can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. We have a press release called FADA Trojan Horse, F-A-D-A, FADA Trojan Horse. And we have the actual comparison of the before and after language. We have now come out publicly and said that we cannot and will not support this amended language. And Senator Mike Lee, if anybody wants to pass this language and get the Christian conservative, pro-family, pro-marriage community behind this, they're going to have to go back to the original language.
Absolutely. They're just kind of sliding this under the door. So we would need to speak out. You know, now that you're aware of it, you need to speak out and pray that we can make a difference in this.
And there's some people that are say they're conservative politically, but they don't have backbone and they don't have foresight to advance real good policy. I think
this
is an example of one of these failed things and compromises that actually do more harm than good.
It's up to us to stand firm.
Absolutely. Go to lc.org, lc.org for this and more information. You can also support Liberty Counsel online at lc.org. And you can order Kim Davis's brand new book, Under God's Authority.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Call us at 407-875-1776, lc.org.